Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm excited that I'm starting to see the direction of the team take shape. What are you laughing
no,
at?
No, I'm just
man?
Thinking back to all the times that we had together where you just...
Go ahead, say no. What?
You know...
I'm not going to say I'm a homer. Is that
no,
where you go?
No, no, no.
Say whatever you want to say.
No, you have the ability to regenerate with the Jets and believe
yes,
in the Jets like
know,
no other. I will...
I am unique with them. I will give you that.
No matter what the circumstances, it's like, God damn, this team, they suck. The next week, it's like, all right, I see the positivity. All right, Saleh or Davante Adams or whatever it may be. And this time, I think there's legitimacy to it.
Exactly.
But it's just funny looking seeing you with that look in your eye when talking about the Jets because I've seen it before.
Yeah, I'm 0-5 with you. So, yeah, no, I understand that you've definitely seen it. And trust me, the audience has heard it. Let me tell you why, though. I mean, at this point, first of all, I should have said, like, this late in the season, there's been little flickers, you know, early on, like some of the crazy comebacks, whether it was Zach in Pittsburgh or Flacco, I believe that was against the Browns. Like, there's been a couple of early-ish season games where I'm like, okay, even when Zach played really well against Kansas City in prime time, I'm not saying there's been no flickers, but those flickers were early because once the flickers got extinguished, then the season was upon us and the season was over. And then it's time to start betting against the Jets and self-loathing against the Jets because you want people fired. Now, I think back really over the last decade or so, obviously when the Jets went 10-6 back in 2015 with Todd Bowles, of course, and now it didn't end well with the loss up in Buffalo. Fitzpatrick was awful, throwing a pick in the end zone, etc. But that was a fun year. I mean, you had Marshall and Decker, 1,000 yards each. You won 10 games. The only other year, and I'm actually looking at the years to make sure I'm not missing anything. I think the only other year that I was genuinely, now, it's a combination, don't get me wrong, of excitement and intrigue. Like that, to be fair. It's not just like, oh, God, I can't wait to watch the Jets. It's excitement, but it's also intrigue to see if they could keep building on this, which I believe that they can, and I hope that they will. But I think the only other time would have been, I guess that would have been the 2018 season. Was it 2018? Yeah, the 2018 season. And it was the last game of the year, and I think they were a 4-win team that year. But Sam Darnold actually made some made some really good plays up in Buffalo in snow and ridiculous wind. And I'm like, okay. You know, and he actually had a pretty decent statistical rookie year. So I was excited because I thought more than Zach that early Darnold was actually going to be the guy. But, I mean, it's got to start somewhere. And I know that everybody, I get it. If I get mucked up and bogged down by, you still have no quarterback. I understand that. Got an offensive line, got a special team unit everywhere that's dominant. They may have just found your second wide receiver in Mitchell, and then obviously Garrett Wilson. They've got a tight end I like. And there are some young kids on the team that are playing meaningful reps that could mean good things for the future. And then you mix in the fact that the head coach who was tripping all over himself the first month is kind of growing on the job. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Don't stifle the enthusiasm.
No,
that's all I got these days.
I hear what you're saying, and there's obviously a lot of truth to that. But I don't need to watch a team be built, especially in a meaningless, you know, playing Miami, when Tyrod Taylor's the quarterback. So it's the right way to build it, yes. But the sexy part of watching a team that has nothing to play for.
Yeah, it's not there.
It's the quarterback.
Well, I'm saying even, it's not there for the Jets. Yeah,
even the Giants, it's. Okay, nobody wants to watch the Giants at this point anymore.
I don't even want to talk about the Giants. I'm talked out about it. I got nothing to say about the Giants.
Agreed, but at least when Jackson Dart is there, he's appealing to watch, and you say, okay, I'm excited about the future because of him. The Jets parts, yes, you could be excited about the future. And by the way, the Jets parts could be more impactful because it's not just one individual. It's structure. It's a foundation being laid, put in place so that when you do bring the one piece in, now you could take off. With
correct.
The Giants, it's the one piece. Everything else is a total chaos and mess. Who's the GM? Who's the head coach? What do the pieces look like around him? But just for me to sit there and say, I'm excited to watch the Jets and Dolphins on Sunday at 1. Now, I do have Mitchell on my fantasy team, and that's going to be a big deal. Final week of the regular season. I need him to go off this
week. Well, how's the weather going to be? I didn't check, and I'm usually a weather snob.
Actually, my wife was sending me something. It's supposed to rain. I know it's been freezing.
It rains every Sunday at MetLife, it seems like, with the Jets. It's probably going to rain, be dank and windy and all that stuff. Here's the other thing, too. Now, of course, do you have the weather on?
Sunday looks like just a cloud. I'm seeing, I don't really know how to read the weather here on the iPhone, but it's just a cloud.
Okay.
And then 26 low, high of 38.
27, that's a little nippy. Any wind? Because the wind is what we're that
show
changes
any wind,
the day.
It doesn't show any wind emojis here or whatever it may be. You know what I'm talking about? The wind.
Yeah, I do.
You see the
like
lines? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I know. I know what you mean. All right, so the thing about the quarterback, which is obviously the big thing for the Jets moving forward, but this is why Aaron Glenn made the right decision going to Tyrod Taylor. Now, I think Tyrod Taylor's on the team next year as the backup. I think that Justin Fields is gone. I think that they will cut him. I think that they will then have to pay, I think it's about $20 million worth of dead money, which obviously is not ideal. And then they will still have the dead money from Aaron Rodgers, which is obviously not ideal. And if you draft a, you know, whether it's a Mendoza or Dante Moore or Ty Simpson, whatever, or you just punt to 27, which I think they probably will at the quarterback position. Bottom line is there's a lot of money dedicated to the quarterback room, so it's clearly not ideal. But the reason you had to play Tyrod Taylor, I need it. You just said you got Mitchell on your fantasy team. Yeah. I promise you, if Justin Fields was still the quarterback, you would not have picked him up because
correct.
He would not have flashed.
Correct.
I need to see these other guys get some reps, and that's, listen, I might be reaching a little bit. I might be searching a little bit. I might even be fooling myself a little bit. But I do believe that at least on the lowest level, a foundation, a core of principles and hard work and discipline, core values. I think Aaron Glenn is establishing that this year. I do. And I didn't think that the first month.
Do you think there's a team that has ever twisted you into the way that you have, or the different levels of belief, the regeneration, like the New York Football Jets?
No, because the Yankees never needed to, because the Yankees are, you know, this century, you know, really last 25, 30 years, always amazing. Different levels of amazing. When they were awful with Stump Merrill, they were so bad, there was nothing to twist my... I knew it. I'm like, Mike Blowers, Bob Guerin, Jim Leyward, Melito Perez, Pascual Perez. This team is awful. Matt Noakes, they're going nowhere. So, no, the Yankees never toyed with my mind. Neither did the Knicks. Yeah. Like, I never look at the Knicks and thought they were something that they weren't.
Right.
The answer is the Jets.
But the Jets, they
have ruined me.
A lot of times. And the funny thing for me, from my perspective, like, I remember when you did the whole unkillable thing. Like,
we are unkillable!
That day, I was like, whoa, what have I got myself into?
The funniest part of that video is you looking at me like, good, this guy's out of his freaking
wild man
mind.
And just a definitive Zach Wilson. And
playoffs with Zach. No wonder they're getting rid of me.
Tremendous. No, but I respect it. And that's what I was going to say. This is not coming from fandom. It comes from true belief.
Mm-hmm.
But just continue to pull out. They continue to pull the rug out from under here. The true belief. Rodgers and Saleh and all of it.
I'm a loser. Cue the Evan cut. You're going to, hey, I'm a loser. But here's the thing, and I've said this, and you know this, and this really applies. The reason psychologically, like if somebody was to split me open like a lab rat and examine my brain just based on what you just said about the New York Jets, what they would find is the negativity is overshadowed by the positivity that the Yankees have given me. So, and again, I've said this.
Yeah.
This is nothing new, but like the Beningo negativity, he's a Mets fan.
Right.
The Evan, I think Evan is much less negative than Joe for sure, but he's a Mets fan. You know, he's a great Mets fan, but he's a Mets fan. So I guess there's almost like this, I don't want to say pseudo confidence or pseudo bravado with the gym bravado because I know my team stinks, but maybe this unwillingness to accept the reality more than others because the Yankees have made me a winner.
Correct. Hard to believe the reality that you root for a loser because you root for a winner your whole life with the Yankees.
Yes, I failed to accept the other aspect of rooting for a loser.
On the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's get back to the calls here. John is calling from Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Love the Mets GM talk. Love the here. A couple of moves here. I'm going to just let you react to them, and I'll listen in.
Okay.
First of all, I agree with Sal. Google will fix the number one starter. The Mets need the number one starter. And then I have a couple of comments on the whole Alfonso and
Kyle
Schwarber moves. Here it goes. You make a trade. You got to give a lot and get Schwarber, and you ask for Riley Green, and that fixed left field. Okay? Then you go ahead and get Harrison Bader to play center field and bat him ninth and let him run. Okay? Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out and make a bold move, and I like the move. I'm with BT. Get both Schwarber and Alfonso.
Alonzo.
And then you can fill in the gaps. But if you did that, BT, you're doing a good job of the lineup. I just gave you Harrison. I gave you Riley Green. You got a number one starter. And those two pickups, two good bats right there. What would the lineup look like to you?
Well, first of all, we can punt that around. And thanks for the call there, John. I mean, with what you're presenting, the Schwarber and Riley Green, you know, who's at least an, I mean, the guy had 36 home runs and 100 and something RBIs this year.
Why would they trade him?
I don't know. Maybe because they don't want to deal with the, but I don't think that they would. So let me just answer that directly. Like I don't think they would.
They're not just getting rid of everybody. They're the idea of trading Schwarber because they know they can't sign him because he's going to command $400 million in the next offseason. So I don't know why.
Why would they get rid of Green, who's still controllable and cheap and productive? Yeah, I know he strikes out a ton, but he's also, you know, 8 OPS every year, 8 change. I mean, you know, he's gonna bang the ball in the, all over the yard. He's good. So they won't do that. But if they did, I think the real question would be, would Mets, I don't want to say ownership, but would Stearns have basically the stomach to get rid of his entire minor league system? I mean, it's one thing to trade for Schwarber, which is going to dent it severely. Now you want Riley Green, who's actually really good. And by the way, he doesn't hit 220. It's 260.
They would never. The Tigers would never trade him. The Tigers would be stupid to not trade Schwarber. They would be even dumber to trade Riley Green. And for the Mets to get him, you'd have to start with Nolan McLean. You probably don't even have enough to get those two, but you'd have to start with McLean. Now you're taking from an area of great need in young, controllable pitching to spend a ton of money on Schwarber and your
prospect.
You're giving up all your prospects. Again, Riley Green's you'd like to have him in your outfield, but you're giving all your prospects for those two? No, thanks.
Again, counterpoint. They wouldn't do it, but maybe the justification would be, well, he made $760,000 last year, which in major leagues is absolutely nothing. And he's not a free agent earliest until 2029. So maybe the Mets could justify sacrificing all these Uber prospects or Uber, and then giving Schwarber $400 million because, well, now you got the kid in the left field eventually. You know, and I know arbitration kicks in, but eventually making one and then two and then four and then six, so which is amazing. Great controllability. And maybe you could do it that way rather than giving, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot there. I hope we satisfied with the answer. It's not going to happen.
Sports Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Andrea in Flanders. What's up, Andrea?
Hey, it's Andrea.
Oh, Andrea, I'm sorry. Yes, that's my fault, Andrea.
No worries. Love
Sal
you guys.
Sal never was good with the ladies' names.
I thought, because yesterday, Andrea, just to explain, I do deeply apologize for that. Yesterday, we had a caller by the name of Andrea, and Hoff wrote it out hyphenetically and then now I'm thinking, oh, I got this. You don't have to spell it out hyphenetically. But anyway, sorry, Andrea. Go ahead.
That's okay. It happens a lot. Sal, I agree with you for the first time in a really long time. I think Suarez is the way to go. The man is a dog. You know he can pitch in New York. He's come to Citi Field and mowed the Mets down many times. I don't know. How much is it going to cost to get him?
What do you think, Sal?
Well,
6 years, probably?
That's the question. I'd rather pay Suarez, Andrea, than I would Framber Valdez. Let's see. Just pulling up his... So he's 30 years old. I mean, his number, he's solid.
I know.
That's the thing.
He shows up every five days. He's a dog.
Yeah, he's considered now. He's around 150 innings. I mean, I honestly, Andrea, I have no idea. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. I have no idea. And plus, in the postseason, that's the biggest key for me. I talk about this with John Harper all the time on Baseball Night
New York.
Yeah, he's as good a baseball mind as there is. So yep. I love chopping it up with him. So he likes Suarez too. Postseason pedigree, we agree there. I mean, all right, 150 innings roughly the last couple of years, you know, as opposed to 200 innings, but they just don't make them like they used to. I would assume Suarez, whatever it's going to be, BT, would be less than Valdez. I'd rather pay less for Suarez than more for Valdez. That's the way that I would sum it up.
I think I probably agree with that. You know, it's funny. Every time I position this, I position it as what I think the Mets are going to do. I don't know that I've ever really said who I think is a better pitcher. I actually think Suarez is slightly better, you know, for the reasons that you just said. I just feel he's been so connected to the Mets. I feel like Valdez is going to wind up in Queens. Now, would I rather have Valdez or Suarez down in Atlanta, whatever high leverage spot you want to, September, October? I think I'd probably prefer Suarez.
Rami, what's the projection there that you had for Suarez?
For Suarez, it's 6-160 I'm looking at.
6-160, that's according to SpotTrack.
6-160. Valdez is going to be over 200 for sure.
So it says 168 to 200.
Nah, it's going
to
be more than 168.
Right, so, well, yeah, what do they project for Cease? Do you have that up there?
Cease already. Oh,
I know, but we're trying to project
at the
time. I'll look that up.
Yeah, they're probably off on that. Usually these projections are a little light. If I could get Suarez for 6-160. I'm signing Suarez and calling it a day. I'm not going 8 for 200.
I know.
If I'm Valdez, I'm trying to get as close to what Cease and Max Fried got.
Sure.
He's one of the top pitchers on the market.
What do you think is the top? Is Suarez, let's do both of them.
Yeah.
Is Valdez a top 15 pitcher in baseball?
Which one did you ask me? Valdez? I don't know, BT. Probably not. I mean, come on.
I don't even know if I know the answer. It was basically a bridge to get to who we like better, because then I was going to say, what about Suarez? And you know what? I don't know the answer. I've got an opinion. I think that stuff-wise, they are both maybe slightly nestled inside the top 15, but and if not, slightly outside. It's close.
Cease was projected to get 189, you said, Rami? So he went over that, obviously.
He did, yeah.
So they're going to go over it. So then it comes down to, let's say, would you pay 8 to 20 for Valdez?
Oh, that's steep. We're getting steep now. That's good.
But that's Fried money.
Yeah, but he's not Fried.
Oh, Dylan Cease got that as well. Cease got 7 or 8 years.
Seven, two, ten.
But the same, 7, 2, 10. Okay.
I mean, I think Cease is better.
Okay. Then
both Suarez and Valdez.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, we're different on how we see Cease.
I have no interest in Dylan Cease myself.
Wow.
Anyway, so would you go 7, let's say 7, 2, 10 for Valdez?
Yes, I would.
Versus 6, 180 for Suarez.
I would probably go splitting hairs. I'd probably go the extra year and the extra few bucks for, I don't know if I really mean that. I don't know. That's a tough call.
Hoff, good question. You have other projections from ESPN?
Yeah, from ESPN, they had Cease at 5 years, 145.
Wow. Jesus. That's why ESPN's baseball coverage stinks.
Oh, jeez.
Can he be off more than that?
So easy, big fella. Love ESPN.
Love ESPN rankings. Yeah.
Sorry, Hoff. Go ahead.
So they have projected for Framber 6 years, 168.
Say that again?
No.
Listen
to me, Dan.
Try it. Rami was talking to me at the same time. It wasn't me. Go ahead.
6 years, 168 for Framber for their projections.
All right, so it's going to go over that, though. So bottom line is, Suarez is going to be a little bit cheaper than Valdez. I'd prefer him anyway, so why not take him at a better value? Either way, Stern's got to pick his guy and go get him.
But that's in line with what you've said for months now. That's consistent.
Meaning
you like Suarez better than Valdez. So if you like him better than Valdez, you're going to like him a lot more at a cheaper rate.
Correct. Isaac is calling from Long Branch. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, what's up, guys? A couple of things I want to go over about the Mets offseason. I don't think there's a chance that Uncle Steve lets Diaz go to L.A. just because there's no way we would have signed Williams if we don't sign back Diaz. I mean, this guy stunk on the Yankees.
He didn't. He didn't stink.
Come on. He wasn't great. He wasn't what he was in Milwaukee.
That's true.
Yeah, but for 1 year. So what if he's back to what he was with Milwaukee? Would you like him then?
I mean, of course, but still, he clearly can't handle the closer role in New York. Obviously, Yankees, people think it's a little bigger than the Mets, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, I think we go out and get Schwarber because I think Uncle Steve is fed up, and I think we go all in and trade for Schwarber. That's what I think we do. And re-sign Pete.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Isaac? And then give the call. Why stop there? Why not just get Bellinger? Bring him along.
Yeah, maybe Tucker could be a pinch hitter for you guys.
I mean, come on.
He could be the modern Rusty Staub.
Diaz, Pete, Schwarber, Scooble. Who else did he say? Anybody else in there? Probably more.
Scooble, Pete.
Yeah.
And one of the pitchers, right? Was there somebody else?
Here's what I would address first from that call. First of all, stop calling him Uncle Steve. I think King Cullen is much better. But anyway,
it's getting corny, Uncle Steve.
I think so.
And I've said it too. But when I hear others say it's getting corny,
I've never said that myself.
No, I know. I've said it for a while.
But whatever. To each their own. You do what you want.
Not as corny as King Cullen, but corny.
I got a couple more dates. I think we'll bring out that outfit.
You have to bring out the outfit one day.
No, no. If he makes the, I don't even know where it is. Actually, it might be home. If he makes a big signing here.
Then I would love for you to enter like Harley Race and
with
the trumpets.
Music again,
absolutely.
And maybe we could have some fun
yes,
with that.
Yes, we can.
Point is, Steve Cohen is not going to, at least I don't anticipate it, based on some intel, is not going to interfere with David Stearns. If he's not going to do it with Alonso, why would he do it with Diaz?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And if the Mets already signed Williams for 3 years, $51 million, you do the math. They want Diaz back. I don't think after you sign one guy who could potentially be your closer for $50 million for 3 years, you're going to sign on top of that. I don't think. 5 years, $100 million. And maybe Diaz is waiting for that extra year. Mets all for three. He wants five. Maybe somebody's going to give him the fourth. Maybe it'll be the Mets. Maybe it won't. But I would not be surprised at this point, based on some of the way that the Mets are operating, if they stay true to where they're standing here, discipline, drawing a line in the sand with both Diaz and Alonso.
Yeah, I thought the caller had it backwards. I really did, at least that aspect of the call when he said that, you know, the Mets wrapped up Devin Williams, which means, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but you know the premise, that now that basically it's going to ensure that he's back in terms of Diaz. I think it's the opposite. I think it's great. Now, I'm not saying that he can't, kind of like you, but I think it's like, hey, you know, we're not paying a setup guy, an eighth inning arm, almost $20 million a year. And what planet is that financially smart? I think, and I could be completely wrong, obviously, I think it's the exact opposite. I think that they secured that knowing that Diaz will be gone, and then they'll allocate the money elsewhere, starters, whether it's Bellinger, or whether it's Pete, whether it's whatever.
Maybe not knowing that he's gone, but saying all along before the Williams signing, here's our line, here's our line, here's our line. Diaz doesn't like the line. There is no communication. You know, there isn't any bun. What am I looking for? Ben? There isn't any. Who the hell cares? There isn't any budging, I think was the word I was looking for. Is that the right word?
My mind is mush.
Isn't any budging from the Mets side of it. So when they do that with Diaz and they're saying, we want three, he's saying he wants five, then they say, okay, well, we're going to go get Williams. And now this should show you we're not budging on our deal. And if you don't like it, we have a guy in place.
Yeah.
If you want to come back, we want you back. Yeah. We'll love to have you back.
Yeah.
Here's what we want you back
That's
at.
Probably a better way to put it. Maybe I was a little bit too absolute as I framed it, but you talk about leverage in negotiations, and that would be massive advantage Mets. Hey, we want you back, but we got somebody if you don't want to come back, so your call.
BT had said, now it's not going to go over well with the fans, but it doesn't mean the Mets can't win games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, of all seasons, too, it's the one that you were like, ah, man, forget it. I don't have it. I'm tapping out. I'm giving up. Now, all of a sudden, I told you, I've been trying to encourage you. Two straight weeks, you're still right in there. Point scoring system, and now you hit two parlays in a row. You're back right at the top with Hoff.
Well, it's the more mature me. That's what's happened. That's basically, that's my approach on the golf course. Give me another gummy, buddy. Get a nine on that hole. Give me another sip of something. And then when you don't care about it, you start doing well. So I stopped caring about the picks, and I'm starting to kick your ass again.
And even the two of us maturing together as a show, because I do remember early on with the Mets and Yankees stuff, some of that we took it very personally.
That's true.
I remember one time I sent you a nasty text in the beginning.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do. I do. I remember that. I think it was opening day. I think it was the play with Soto throwing somebody out at the plate from right field in Houston.
It was opening day.
I remember that.
Because I don't remember what we had an argument about on the air.
Either. Jeez, something stupid.
It was funny,
sure,
too, because then we used to tell ourselves, we were going home and telling our wives the same thing. Like, I don't know what's wrong with this guy. Like, we each telling our wives the same thing. But yeah, we were fighting about something dumb opening day.
I remember that.
Yankees were down big. That's what happened. They got down early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely did. Cortez got lit up. Nestor had a bad start.
Yeah.
That's when Soto threw somebody out at the plate. He actually may have been safe, right, but they called him out.
And I might have been like chirping on Twitter.
Yes.
And then you punch back nicely.
Yes. And then I parachuted in on social media. But I think that may have been the one.
What's wrong with us, dude?
Now, that's a couple of opening days ago. That may have been really the worst one. Like,
with you and I, you're saying?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even...
No. It's not like we were like, oh, I can't work with this guy. Yeah, we're going to throw down in the street like Carlin and Gio almost did years ago, allegedly.
But it was before we really, like, started to have a bond as a show.
Let me just listen. Yeah. We'll have other shows. I'll say one thing, though. Yeah. It took us a little bit to find our stride. It did. You're a strong personality.
Yeah.
I'm a strong personality. You were used to working by yourself. I was used to working with Tiki, who is the complete opposite of you in terms of personality.
Right.
Once we found the stride, show's been really good.
Yeah.
I've had a blast.
We've had a lot of fun. Certainly the last, I'd say, year, I don't know, 6 months, but you just... You know, the whole thing. We don't need to get into it. But anyway,
but it's true. It doesn't happen overnight, chemistry.
Oh, it takes a while.
I know.
Matter of fact, I heard a couple of things I've learned from Carton over the years.
Okay.
One was...
Not to get too comfortable because he's coming back?
One...
I learned that.
One was, don't ever come back from a segment. And he didn't say this to me directly. I just listened to him and absorbed that.
Okay.
Don't ever come back from a segment and just go right to the calls.
I never do that. Yeah, I agree with that. That's lazy radio.
Correct.
Welcome back on the fan. The number, hey, Joe's in Manhattan. No, you got to give somebody a reason to call.
The other one, and I don't know if this was in print or I heard him say it, but for some reason I learned this from him, is that a show takes a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
It might have been one of the times where he came back. I forget the thing, but...
It's true. He's right. He's great at radio. So those instincts are phenomenal.
And I've never had...
They're on point.
I've never had that opportunity before. You know, like you said, part-time, then you do the overnight
show. By yourself.
It's a different thing. So now it's like, okay, different partner, different... There's all sorts of different elements.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Different pressure. You didn't have a lot of pressure overnight.
All sorts of... Correct.
You came here, you had some different pressure. Midday's different.
There's a sales element. There's a million different things going on that I'm trying to learn.
Yes.
And that's a part of... And not only learning your part, partner and how you're going to work together and what you can give and take, it takes time. And it took us at least a year to really
It did. And I'll tell you something else, too. Like the, you know, I think the, and I said this to you so early, and you've actually said this publicly before, and not that you shot it down, but, you know, me being a little bit older, having had partners before, I thought it was kind of incumbent upon me to do this. And I believed it.
Yeah.
I said, we've got to learn to trust each other. Once we know we can trust each other, then I know you can act like a lunatic, and I'm not going to take it personally, and vice versa. And when I said that to you, I texted that to you, and then you came over for the barbecue.
Yeah.
And not that you were like, whatever, that makes no sense.
I was at that time. Like,
well, you didn't feel it to the depth that I believed it. But I think you learned to understand that that was true.
Right. Yeah, I mean? In the beginning, I got to be honest with you, I was happy to get off the overnight, and I'm like, I just want to talk sports. Like, you know, don't get in my way. I'm going to give strong opinion. You're going to give strong opinion. We both know sports. That was the mindset, not realizing that there does need to be some kind of bond, which obviously, you know, it happens over time, and we feel pretty good about where we're at with that. BT and Sal on the Fan. Tears, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Pat is on Long Island. What's up, Pat?
Patrick.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How are you,
boy?
Look, BT, I heard you saying it before. You know, the Jets are laying a good groundwork right now.
Yeah.
Couple good receivers. Special teams looks good.
Tight end.
Stud.
Yeah.
Pretty tall tight end room.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I want to win some games here, you know? I don't want to roll over in the next season winning 4 or 5 games, whatever. I want to win 6 games. Let's beat Miami. Let's beat the Saints. And then our Super Bowl is going to be December 28th at home against New England. We can beat them at home. I believe it. I'm going there with a big crowd.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, that's the Super Bowl's a bit much, Patty. But
that's our Super Bowl. We got to beat New England December 28th in MetLife.
Well, you know what's crazy? Listen, it would be awesome. There's a chance I'll be there as well. There's a chance I'm there this weekend with Miami. You're gonna go? I might. Now, problem is, I like going with the family at this point. I used to go with my buddies forever. I told you that I used to have season tickets, but Colt's got. I think he's got travel basketball practice, and you know me, you're not missing practice to go. You go to practice, and I think he's got a birthday party. My daughter's got. There's just too many things going on with the kids that I'm not going to pull them out of responsibility. You sign up for something, you do it.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, and so I don't, they can't come. And, you know, we just went to the Cowboys game as a family, you know, my wife in Texas.
A lot of football games for you.
Yeah.
You did the Browns game you went to?
We went to the Browns game with my in-laws. Yeah. It was a rainy day at MetLife. I think, though, that the difference this year is that there is, now, I don't know if it's fully justified, nor do I know if it will be rewarded downstream. I don't know. It's a guess, man. I don't know. But there is legitimate, not like contrived fake hope. There's at least a little evidence that they may have gotten the head coaching hire right. And I think there's absolutely more evidence that they got the GM hire right. So you try to win a couple of games, get some self-respect, and let's go.
I would love to see it. I'd love to see them finish strong, just play sound, smart, disciplined football, let the other team beat themselves, capitalize on some mistakes if you could do that. You mentioned it, the schedule is kind of soft. I mean, home against the Dolphins should be a win. At Jacksonville, not easy.
No, that's going to be a tough one.
I don't think Jacksonville's as good as their record says. But still, for the Jets, that's going to be a tough one. Hey, but you know what? Win a tough game. And then maybe close out the season strong. I do believe that there could be momentum. We went over this with the Falcons record in 97. I believe there could be momentum at the end of the season, especially when you're talking about year one of a rebuild with all the picks. Hey, man, when was the last time you felt good at the end of a Jets season?
I honestly can't remember.
Right, me neither. Now, I'm sure there were a few, but think about the last
time. Maybe the last good rec season.
Think about the last time you felt good about the end of a season. Not just you, but Jet fans in general. When was the last time you felt good about the end of the season? That can happen this year.
Sure. That's good.
Regardless of how many wins, but just feeling, you know, you hope to get a couple and you feel good about, you know what? We're headed in the right direction for once.
Listen, O-line, tight end, receiver one, receiver two, Glenn, Muji. You can talk about a million things. Let me really boil it down to this. The building, forget about it from the fan perspective, the Jets building in Florham Park has been energized, and that's a good thing. There's energy in there now.
BT and Sal on the Fan, WFAN, NFL football, powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. You want more calls here or break? Okay, let's go back to a call. Dominic is calling from Central Park. What's up, Dominic?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Dom.
I got a question for both of you about the Jets. drafting a quarterback coming up. I know I've heard it a couple times, and that's what kind of sparked the question for me. And I agree with it of kind of maybe punting if on the quarterback draft this year, if you maybe not in a position to draft one without trading up, or if they don't love the crops of quarterbacks, or both. But I feel like that's like the fan perspective a little bit, wanting what's best for the Jets. And I want to look at it from Glenn and Muji's perspective. And we've seen a lot of this lately where the coach and GM are no longer safe just because they draft the guy. And we saw with the Bears, the Pats, Brian Daboll didn't even make it a full season with Dart. Do you think there's going to be pressure on them to find that quarterback this year when you consider that clock is ticking? You've already got another losing season in the bag. That drought, that playoff drought, just tacked on another year.
Yep.
If you don't get your guy next year, you might be, not saying definitely, but you might be in that same spot next year. And then the following year, now you have a young quarterback where, you know, there's usually bumps in the road with a young quarterback. Now, you could be looking at three more years.
And that would bring it up, too, as I was following your timeline, 2028 with the young quarterback getting some real run. Okay. I can't think about 2028, 2026 and what matters, and a little bit of 2027. It's a good question, Dom. Thank you for the call. I don't think that there will be any pressure from Woody. I think Woody's going to finally lay out. I think Woody finally gets it, I think, I hope, I pray. And he wised up a little bit, and he's just going to stay invisible. And I think that when you get some equity early on, which I think Muji has from some of the trades he's made, I think that's going to give even more ammunition to Woody himself to let them do the job. So I because now if they were to get mopped like five straight games here, which I don't think they will, but if they go 0-5 and they just get drilled, it does take away some of the feel good that we have right now. So I think you still want to win a game or two, Saints, Dolphins, I get it, and be competitive.
At least
somewhat.
One of those two.
Yes, and be a little competitive with maybe a Buffalo or a Pats or both. And if you are, with all the draft equity and all the options, whether it's trades, whatever it might be, I think Woody's going to let these men operate.
The number one thing I would not do if I'm the Jets is force the issue with a quarterback.
Oh, God, you can't do it, man.
You can't do it. I'm not saying don't take one.
Yep.
If you love one, take them. Trade up to get it. Take what, whatever you need to do. If you love it, do not, and I don't think Muji will do this.
Nope.
Do not take one just because it's you don't have one and you need one. I would that to me would be a huge mistake. Don't go chasing it. Now, in year three, it's a different story. But they're not just sitting there thinking right now, well, nobody's there this year that we love. This is a plan. They're mapping it out.
Oh,
do we love these guys? Do we like next year's draft? What's the crop of quarterbacks looking like? Who's going to be available via trade?
Yep.
They're going through all these options. It's not just they know they need a quarterback, and they're going through the timeline of it and all the options.
I tell you, one other option that it's hard to really quantify now, but this matters, right? Because this is doing your due diligence. It's not like you wake up and let's say the Jets don't draft a quarterback in 2026. It's not like, oh, you know, it's the winter. It's getting ready for 2027 draft. Who do we like? I mean, this thing is laid out, much like free agents and guys that are in the building that you may or may not want to sign. This is all plotted out for years, especially if you're a good franchise, which the Jets aren't yet. But I say that because I do think that the Muji element, Sal, is it might be the most exciting element of the Jets to me. It really might. Like, this guy seems to be shrewd and aggressive.
Would you feel that way if not for the Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner trade?
Yes, not nearly as much energy. On more like a base hit rather than like a double or a triple, which is what I'm kind of feeling now.
For me, like, okay, let's see what he could do. Once he made those moves, I'm like,
yeah,
this guy's not messing around. He's got a plan.
He's aggressive. He's a forward thinker. He's bold. He's obviously smart. Yeah, I mean, without the Q and the Gardner trade, the energy wouldn't quite be so high. But I would still be saying he found the punter. He made some low-level trades, you know, Briggs and obviously some other pieces. You know, he found you. He drafted a tight end. Yep. I think Mason Taylor's going to be pretty good. So in 1 year, they addressed a position that they never have. But no, when you make trades like that, it tells me you know the deal. You're pretty good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We look at the standings and we come up with these teams, and every week, the results going into the week, we picked the different teams. And the results are like, man, how did we get it so wrong? Not that we're trying to predict the exact five teams, but it's been so hard this year with the up and down nature, the inconsistent nature, even with the top teams amongst the NFL. And I do like the parity. We had this conversation where, you know, maybe you don't love the parity as much as I do, but that speaks to, when you're trying to do these power rankings, who do you think the best teams are? For me, finally, this week, I've said this before, but I finally feel like I got the best five teams in football on my list. I'm not looking at the records. I'm not looking at the standings. Just based on 13 weeks of football watching,
yep,
who my five best teams are. You want me to start us off number five
here? Let's go. Okay. Absolutely.
Number five, I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. Now, you had them on your list early in the season. There was a down point where we both probably had them off quite a bit. I'm back on the pack. I don't believe in the Bears. And I wanted to believe in the Lions. I believe that they were one of the best teams, even with their performance last night. The Packers beat them twice.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat them relatively easily on Thanksgiving. So Green Bay's going in the right direction. They have the quarterback in place. They have the coach. They were supposed to be one of the top teams before the year. I think they could end up on top, and will end up on top of that NFC North when all's said and done. Give me the Packers at number five.
Oh, my goodness. I think this is the hardest thing we've done all year. I mean, every week it's a complete overhaul here. Let me just end the suspense. No Bills, no Ravens, no Jaguars, no Colts, no Philly. They're not on my team.
Agreed.
Oh, wow.
Same.
Okay. Number five for me, I got to give a little love to the Bears. Won five straight. We get wrapped up in the aesthetics of how some of these wins look, and we grade. And by the way, even competitive losses. Oh, that was a good loss. This team's pretty. Did you win it? Did you lose? I mean, that's really the bottom line. And we kind of lose sight of that. This team, it wasn't pretty enough. Wasn't convincing enough. I mean, Chicago is 9-3, and they got five games to go. I mean, they're 5-2 on the road, so it's not like they need Chicago to flourish. I mean, they won five straight. I know they give up a lot of points, but they score a lot. I got Chicago number five.
All right, I respect it. I just don't believe in Caleb Williams. We'll see. I feel like they're winning with smoke and mirrors to a certain extent. And this weekend, it's going to be the Packers versus the Bears, one of the more intriguing matchups on the Week 14 slate. Number four, I'm going with the team who I've been backing for a while. It's the Niners. I just think the Niners are one of the best teams in football. Now, you can rank them however you want. You can keep them out. I believe they are also going in the right direction. They've been consistent, and even being banged up without their quarterback, other injuries throughout the course of the year, still 9-4. They've had some impressive wins. I love Kyle Shanahan and the structure of his offense. Look, everybody talks about the Rams and Seahawks and how good they are, and they are good. Niners right there with them at 9-4, just a half game back. So give me the San Francisco 49ers, the team I picked to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC a few weeks back. Give me the Niners at number four.
And I think you had them playing your Broncos, where I'm sure they will be prominently listed for you here. I got Denver. I got a little love for Denver
at
here
four?
At this point. I got them at four, yeah. So
that's the first time they made the...
They made it one other time. Okay. I think that would have been last week. Yeah. I think it was. Like, I remember, I just didn't want to cave to you. That's real. I told you, it was just a protest. I'm like, I can't give this guy the Denver Broncos.
It becomes such a thing, right? I'm so high on the Broncos, I'm not caving, right?
I wasn't going to buy him. Okay, now, I don't love Bo Nix, so it wasn't fully, I can't let Sal have his way, but I just wasn't fully believing, and I'm not fully believing in them. But, I mean, I got to show them some respect here. They're 10-2. Are we going to be stupid here? And if you look at, this is my reservation. But again, this kind of grades into what I just said about the pretty, you're grading the wins, the losses. Like, they had beaten a lot of bad teams. You go back to the middle of October, they beat the Jets when the Jets didn't have their act together. I don't want to overstate that, but the Jets were a mess at that point. They beat the Giants. They beat the Raiders, and they only scored 10 points against the Raiders. You know, they beat the Commanders, you know, recently. That was overtime without Jaden Daniels. They're 10-2. They're good. I'm not fully convinced at all, but they are top five.
I have them number three for me.
Dropped them a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's the fair. Oh,
okay.
I was probably overrating them a little bit. I mean, I love their defense. I love the head coach. But just watching them, it's the same stuff. The other team so far, I feel like the Packers and Niners are on the right ascent. The Broncos have been where they're at.
A little stagnant?
Well, for
a little plateaued out, maybe?
They've been doing the same. Now, it's been successful, but they've been doing the same thing all year long, playing these tight games, even beating the Commanders. It shouldn't have taken all that. Now, they've won 9 in a row, so they're as hot as anybody else in the NFL, and I think they're very good, but I do believe the quarterback is ultimately going to hold them back a little bit, whether it's losing the Super Bowl, whether it might be getting caught in the AFC, whatever it may be. I mean, look, three is not bad.
Just,
I think I was probably, because of my love for them, like you were protesting against me holding them out, and I was going the other way. Like, I liked them so much, I was overrating them.
You were digging in.
Yeah, so I have them at where I think they belong at number three.
At number three. Okay, they are, they're an interesting team. The thing that worries me about them, like if this was Tom Brady's Pats, maybe even these Pats, but no, Tom Brady's Pats, or even say Josh Allen and the Bills, or a healthy Ravens team with Lamar. Like, there's certain teams that win 9 straight games that you don't need to see them lose a game to kind of see their character. I almost kind of want to see what happens when Denver loses. Like, do they lose 2 out of 3?
Yeah.
Or do they come back and bounce back right? I'm not sure. That's why I've got some reservations. I don't have many reservations about Seattle at this point. So Seattle for me is number three. Niners are not on my list here.
Okay.
I respect them. I want to see maybe another week. I know they're getting healthy. I get that. Purdy's first game back was awful. Second game back better, whatever. Seattle, they won a couple to straight, and their defense, they've given up 217 points, which is absolutely disgusting in a good way. They're battle-tested. Listen, I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't love that. I like their quarterback. I don't love them. But I think at this point, with the defense and with the recent success, and they've been pretty consistent. I think to not have them in my top three, I can't justify it based on all the other storylines around the NFL. So I got them number three.
I could see that. I think it was either the Seahawks or the Niners. I'm choosing Niners long-term because I don't trust the quarterback. You said no Bills on your list, right?
I don't have the Bills.
Me neither, and that might be the one regret that I have here long-term as I just think about it.
Yeah.
You also don't have the Packers?
I don't have the Packers.
So who'd you have on again, your five?
The Bears were five. Oh, so Bears, I went Bears okay. over Bears, so, Denver, Seattle.
So Bears, Seahawks, you had. I have Packers.
Niners.
And Niners. Yep. Okay, so that's our two different right there. Number two for me is going to be the Rams. Even with the loss, I know they got beat by the Panthers. I'm not overreacting to that. They're one of the most sound, talented teams in the NFL. We've gone over the reasons why for several weeks. So I wouldn't. This shows you I'm not letting the result of 1 week impact where I believe the Rams rank amongst the best in the NFL. I have them at number two.
I think this is going to be a little repetitive here. I've got the Rams number two as well. I mean, I'm not going to be that deterred. Now, that is a bit of a jarring loss there. If you are standing on top of the mountain, and we've been doing it for a little bit, saying, hey, the Rams, definitively the best team in the NFL, you don't really want to have Bryce Young throw three incredible touchdowns against you for a young player who hasn't really shown a ton. But no, my confidence is not that shattered. Weird loss, yeah, but I think easily explainable and more importantly, correctable. They'll get back on track. I got the Rams too.
So we agree
Pats
on the
one.
Pats are, I mean,
I got to give it to them.
I mean, they obliterated the Giants. As impressive as performance as you could possibly have. 11-2, 10 straight wins. They got the coach. They got the quarterback. They do everything well. They play hard. They're physical. The New England Patriots, here we are without Belichick or Brady, the best team in the NFL.
They are. I mean, do you realize their point differential is plus 110?
Yeah.
Plus 110.
Is that the best in the league?
I don't know if it's the best. It's got to be top two, top three.
No, it is not the best in the league. Seahawks plus 133.
Yep.
Rams plus 124.
Uh-huh.
And then they are third. Fourth would be the Colts at plus 108.
And the Colts are going in the wrong direction, seemingly, yep, with a couple of losses, some injuries, Daniel Jones. You know, it's interesting because, yeah, the Patriots, who are both of our number one, one of the things, and I really thought, and this is how I look at a coach. That's why, man, I wanted the Jets to get Vrabel more, yep, than anybody. Glenn was number two, but I wanted Vrabel. I was very adamant about that. I mean, this man won 11 games, 12 games, and 11 games in Tennessee with Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Now, I think Ryan Tannehill maybe was an easy punching bag, and maybe people took it too far because he was a good athlete, didn't really turn the ball over. He was okay.
They never threw it with him.
That's true. Yeah, Derrick Henry, why would you? Yeah. But when you win, you know, basically 33, 34 games over a three-game span, as he did in 2020, 2021, and then again in 2020, whatever. Yeah. It did very well with the Tennessee Titans. I look at now the quarterback that they do have, and I'm like, this might be his Brady.
Right.
Drake May is phenomenal. So what he did in Tennessee with Tannehill, it is very believable. What he's doing here is very real.
BT and Sal on the Fam, one more hour to play with. We'll get back to your calls on the other side. Free agency, football. Also have a perfect parlay pick segment, week 14, coming up as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.